If a court finds that a product that is being sold on the market infringes a patent, it may grant an injunction, which is an order from the court excluding that product from the market. If your smartphone includes Wi-Fi capabilities such as technology that conforms to the 802.11n wireless standard, the manufacturer of that phone probably obtained licenses for essential patents covering that technology in order to include that feature in its products. With a standard like 802.11n, the patent owners are often required to commit to licensing their essential patents on fair, reasonable, and non-discriminatory terms, or in short, FRAND terms. If the patent owner has promised to license the essential patents, a court may refer to this licensing promise in concluding that the patent owner cannot obtain an injunction and therefore cannot exclude products from the market based on patent infringement. However, if a court will not issue an injunction, patent owners have another option, the International Trade Commission, or the ITC. The ITC resolves patent infringement disputes concerning products that are imported into the U.S., but the ITC is subject to different standards compared to federal courts. Under U.S. law, the ITC can grant an exclusion order to prevent goods from being imported into the U.S. when a patent is being infringed by that product. By law, the ITC is required to issue exclusion orders unless the public interest weighs against exclusion. The ITC is required to consider public interest issues like public health and welfare, competition, and the effects that exclusion would have on American consumers. These exclusion orders do not become effective until 60 days after they're entered. During that 60-day period, the president and his administration has the opportunity to disapprove the exclusion order. Apple and Samsung made headlines last year when a jury awarded Apple over $1 billion in damages. The judge later reduced that damage award, but the initial billion-dollar verdict drew a lot of public interest. The patent war between Apple and Samsung has also included proceedings before the ITC. In June, the ITC granted an exclusion order against Apple after finding infringement of certain standard essential patents owned by Samsung. In August, shortly before the 60-day review period had expired, the U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman issued a letter disapproving the ITC's exclusion order against Apple. The disapproval was explained as being grounded in a policy against granting injunctions when the infringed patents are essential to a technology standard because they're subject to patent licensing commitments on FRAND terms. This is the first time in several decades that the presidential administration has disapproved an ITC exclusion order. The current tension between the White House and the ITC indicates a disagreement about whether injunctions are appropriate as a public policy matter when an essential patent that is subject to a FRAND licensing commitment is being infringed. Round two of the ITC proceedings between Apple and Samsung is currently playing out, and now the shoe is on the other foot. On August 9th, the ITC issued an exclusion order against Samsung for infringing two of Apple's patents. One patent concerns headset inputs, and the other patent concerns the touchscreen. Because the Obama administration just disapproved an exclusion order against Apple, many people are urging the administration to disapprove the newest exclusion order against Samsung. But the Obama administration will have to first decide if the same public policy concerns are implicated by this exclusion order, because the Apple patents may not be subject to the same FRAND licensing commitments. The president now has 60 days to decide if the exclusion order against Samsung should also be disapproved like the earlier one. I'm Jay Kazin.